The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best.
Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm your host, Michael Sloan. I'm with
Brian Fagans, your co-host.
And we have Makara, who should be calling in any second. She's going to be joining us. As a matter of fact, she just said she was calling in. So we'll just have to fill in for her until she actually get on the mic. But how you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing pretty good.
Stop lying. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm doing. Oh, here I go. I dropped a chair again. I just said that I hadn't done it in a while, so I'm doing pretty good. And I can't wait till my Kara get on because I want to make a correction about what we were talking on last week. I want to be a little more exact about what we were talking about last week.
So. Okay, but I asked you a question.
Yes.
I said, how do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel good. I'm here with you, brother. I feel good.
There you go again, lying. No.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning.
See, I feel better now. My Kara's here.
Makara, I'm trying to roast him right now. I want him to tell. Now, I say, don't let me have to tell your story, because I will tell the story about you crying.
And my mom having to help me out of the car.
Tell the story,
baby.
my back locked up on me, something horrible. I was stuck in the car. I just could not move. I had to drive to my mom. She ran a heating extension cord out with it to put a extension cord to put a heating pad on my back, muscle relaxers, Tylenol, ice, everything.
Hold on. Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to sound off on you. I'm looking at my producer. I'm going to tell him, you know what? You don't mind me telling what type of car you have?
No, don't tell him.
I can't tell him?
No, don't tell him.
You mean it doesn't come with a heating pad?
It does. It comes with massaging seats, too. But you know what? I didn't even think about that. Listen, hold on. I was in so much pain, I forgot I had heated seats in my car and a massager.
Oh, you won't let me. You won't let us tell. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
All right. My producer's like, he's looking like, well,
I
what
need
type
to know.
Of
You could, yeah, I don't care. You could tell him
he has a Bentley outside.
Yeah,
and I thought Bentleys prevented you from getting a muscle spasm.
No,
they don't.
No.
You need to turn the car back in.
Oh, man. Listen, that is hilarious. I literally have massaging seats and a heating pad. That's how much pain I was in. And I couldn't think. I just was drive to mama's. That's all. Big mama's boy. I'm 47. I just drive to mama's.
You're big. Hey, could you play the cue that up? Can you cue that up again? The big baby thing. Cue it up again. He's looking for
as we're
it.
Waiting.
I'll make the sound.
Oh, but baby.
As we're waiting,
well,
shout out to my trainer. Shout out to my trainer. She was helping me, but it's some old stuff that I had going on. And when you wait till you're 40 something to, you know, try to really work out, it kind of, you know, it starts to affect you. So go ahead, Makara. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, at last week event, you know, when I said hi to your mom, she was like, why does everybody know he's my son? And I was like, he brags about you.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. She had to help me out the car. And I went over to see my niece. She had just came back from Miami because she lives with my mom because my aunt passed some years ago. And she was talking. I was like, yeah, I was crying like a baby. My mom started busting out loud. She like, he don't embarrass easy. I was like, I sure don't. You really can't embarrass me. Man, I was crying like, but I was really crying. Like, for real. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. So.
I'm sorry, Brian. I wouldn't share that.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm emotional. I'm passionate.
Folks, just in case you didn't know, you're listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. I'm your host, Michael, and Brian and Makara.
Brian the Crier and Makara.
Yeah. Brian the Crybaby.
Woo, man.
Well, I would like to say, yo, with last week's event, with all the boxes, the major giveaway that we did last week.
Yes, sir.
You know, my back was killing me from, you know, I was up the whole night moving stuff around and making tea and all of this stuff. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you, bruh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was stuck in the bed for 2 days. My nephew had to come pull me up so I can walk to the bathroom. It was brutal, man. But it really was a Kickstarter, because I'm like, man, if this starts to get worse with age, I got to do something. I got to get my mind going. I got to get more business. I got to teach more. I got to train more. I got to live more.
That reminds me of a time when my son had to help me make it to the bathroom. It was a awful situation. I was in a hospital, and I was in the Poconos, and I was working out there, and I had both quad muscles ripped.
Wow.
Completely off. Could not move my legs. You know, they kept telling me, get up, get up, get up, get up. And I was like, I can't move my legs. And initially, I thought I broke my spine or something, but I was like, couldn't have broke my spine. I just jumped. That's all I did was jump. And they rushed me to the hospital because I said I couldn't move my legs. And they took x-rays, and they was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. And I was talking to my friend at the time, and she's like, are you going to tell him? And I said, no. I'm not going to tell them. She said, I think you need to tell them. Because it has bandaged me up. They said, just got bad bruise. And I said, Doc, I have one problem. They said, what? I said, I can't move my legs. I said, what do you mean you can't move your legs? And then they checked to see if I had feeling. And I said, I can feel my feet, but I just can't move them.
Wow.
And then they said, oh, well, we know what's wrong with you. You need quad reattachment. Then they did another type of x-ray. And they said, yeah, you just ripped it completely, the tendons completely off from the bone.
Wow. That's hard to do. I broke my femur in 1993, the biggest bone in the body, and those are the biggest muscles in the body,
and
I believe.
They said,
maybe the lats.
They asked me, it's like they never seen anything like that. They said, what did you do? I said, all I did was jump. I didn't even jump. I started to jump.
Wow.
And they just, I just collapsed. And I said, okay, because I'm a natural healer. I don't like taking medicine or anything like that. So my thing was, all right, I'll heal. I'll walk again, whatever. I said, Doc, you know, I still don't want any surgery or anything like that. And I said, so how long is it going to take me for the walk again? And they said, how about you'll never walk again? I said, what? You'll never walk again. If you don't have the surgery, you'll never walk again. I said, okay, let's have a surgery. And, I had the surgery. It took me around a year.
Yep.
Still have both scars and had to retrain myself how to walk. But the funny story was, you know, I had to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I couldn't move because I had to, you know, especially in a hospital, I wasn't supposed to move for like 2 or 3 months. And they wanted me to go to the bathroom on a bedpan. I had to do a number two. And this stuff was stored in me.
Of course. After you sit for a while.
Right.
I couldn't go for 10 days when I broke my femur, right. I think.
And that's nasty.
It's tough, boy, when the body shut down.
Now, hold on now. Now, think about this. The bedpan is not but so much big.
I know, brother. I know.
And how are you going to wipe yourself? I'm thinking all this stuff in my head like, oh no.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, I got a nurse here and well, they're going to help me.
Cute nurse, right?
Look, I was just so embarrassed. I'm like, look, I can't do this. I can't go to the bathroom. it was a horrible situation. So I'm just holding it.
Face turned purple, all kind of colors.
So, and for me, I always went to the bathroom around 3 times a day. So you imagine 2 days of holding.
Yeah, brother, I know.
And I'm embarrassed because I don't want to use the bedpan. And they said, you have to use the bedpan. You can't afford to move your legs. So I call my son, who comes to get me. And he's like, Dad, use the bedpan. I said, I'm not using a bedpan. You're going to put me in this bathroom and some kind of way, because your legs got to stay straight. Yep. Your legs got to stay straight. So I still didn't figure out how am I going to do this, because I can't bend my legs. But I said, some kind of way, you're going to have to. He said, Dad, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth. And I said, I'm not going on this bedpan. Either you.
Yeah, it's tough.
Either you put me in this bathroom some kind of way. And I'm a big guy. I was at that time 240, whatever. And he's like, all right. And I'm hollering like a baby because I'm like, ah. And finally, I can't hold it anymore.
Everybody got to go, baby.
Right. So he puts me in the bathroom, but he's on the left side of me. The door is on the right side. And I got to go.
Uh-huh.
He can't go over top of me. He can't go. And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to explode.
Michael Jackson, no way to get under. Mama say, mama say, I got to go, sir.
How did we get on this topic anyway about me pooping? This is about you.
So pain, guys, pain will. So here's how it's relevant. I think pain is a signal to your body showing that something is wrong. The Federation of Black and Minority Businesses is a signal to our community that something is wrong. And here's the correlation. And I said this at our meeting an hour ago. It really sent the shock to me to say, hey, I got to get moving on some things, because what if this happens again as I continue to get older and you're down for 3 or 4 days? I still got a little soreness now. It kind of tightens up. I'm still doing some muscle relaxers and everything. But this is the reason why we have to get moving with what we do, because God gave us 4 score and 10 to be here. So as we get older, I know you teach in your events and your seminars that we should be getting stronger, but we got to put the body in the right state to do that. So that's why I was on the road to exercising. So now with the Federation and Black and Minority Businesses, we have to exercise and leverage, right? Exercise and leverage our directional and intentional money and efforts into one channel, so that way we can strengthen everything that's around it, right? And in that way, with the weak parts of the body, you can get stronger, and then it can take on more pressure and more strength and resistance and all of that stuff. So pain is weakness leaving the body. My brother learned that in the Marines, but also pain is a signal that something is wrong.
And to piggyback off of that note, and with sometimes, in order to avoid certain types of pain, you have to bring on the pain.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, if you don't cause yourself to go through some type of tribulation, you're going to go through a worse tribulation. And exercise is a tribulation into your body. It's actually a controlled tribulation, because you're exercising the body to make it weak so that it shall do what? Become stronger.
Yep.
And when you think about some of the things that we have to do as a federation, we're doing things that are somewhat painful, but it's a controlled way of bringing on pain so it will ease pain. That's the basis of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. You bring on pain to ease the pain. And if you don't do that, you're going to be in worse pain.
Yep. And it's intentional and directional.
Correct.
So it has to be aimed, just like you have legs day, you have arms day. If you really want to get in optimal shape, which I'm not, you'll have legs day, you have arms day, you'll have all of these different concentrated areas.
I have arm day every day. hand to mouth.
That's every day. Curls, yeah. Spoon to mouth, fork to mouth.
I did a, I was telling you about my new exercise regimen. Yep. And that is, I take these 35-pound weights, and what I do is I walk up the steps, 7 flights of steps with 35-pound weights in each hand. And it's a cardio, but it's also a weight-bearing exercise as well. And sometime next week, even tonight, I may actually, because I did it this morning, I'm going to start running up the steps with the weights. So I'll do a walk, one in the morning, and then I'll run up this however many steps that I can run up and run back down. And it's I think it has less impact on my joints, because the steps aren't really big and you're not running, because running is really good for you. Running is actually one of the best exercise. When I say running, I don't mean jogging. I mean sprinting. Sprinting could be one of the best exercise ever for you, because that's where the body is. It's really muscle confusion. When you look at like all these different exercises that they have out, this exercise, whatever fat it is, a lot of it's just a sprint because your body can't adjust to it. And you could do a jog, your body will adjust to it. Your body will adjust to almost every workout. The only workout that it cannot adjust to is a sprint.
Wow. So a sprint is going fast, like
as fast as you can. Mm. So your workouts are short. And this is how I explain it to people. You'll see a fat jogger, right? It's very rare that you will see a fat sprinter. And their workouts are very short. And if you notice about sprinters, they have the most amazing bodies.
Yeah.
They don't work out their stomach, and they're very defined. So I tell people, if you really want to get in shape really fast with a very quick workout, you don't have to do a half an hour workout. You don't have to do a 45-minute workout. You don't even have to do a 15-minute workout. All you need to do is sprint drills. You could do a 7 5-minute workout just doing sprints, short sprints, so that's less impact on your joints. And you will begin to contour your body amazing, as long as you can handle the impact
of
doing a 20. And all you have to do is a 20 to 30 yard sprint.
And know your limits, guys. So
correct.
You guys are not going to call in the show and say that Reverend Sloan called you to get injured. You better know your body mass index, your limits, all of this stuff, your family history, all of that. We don't want you calling in talking about we owe you some money or something.
Or calling in and you're dead.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that to happen. So, hey, Mykara, I guess because I always say no one's above reproach nor approach. I wanted to clear something up last week because I was thinking about it. And when I mentioned, I said that some of our challenges teaching Black history, I wanted to make a clarity on that. So Black history, as I drove home or throughout the day before I was crying about my back hurting the next day, as I drove home, I thought about it and I said, well, Black history and slavery are two different things. A lot of times we trying to channel them into one. So if we concentrate a lot on on slavery, then that's the problem, because we're only seeing that's the problem. And in problem solving, you should spend 20% of the time on the problem, 80% on the solution. So you were right last week when you said Black history. So if you're teaching Black history about progression and about working and about community and about organizing, like we're doing with the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, if you're teaching it in that capacity where it's positive and it's looking to build stuff, my concern when I mentioned the problem was when we only promote, hey, I'm a descendant of a slave and we're always victims and somebody's always after us. So I kind of wanted to make that point clear from last week, because I kind of thought about it. And a lot of times when we're on radio, our brain races so fast because we don't use notes and we have rebuttals and we go back and forth and we feed off of each other's energy. So I wanted to share that you saying Black history is a positive thing. I was saying that talking about slavery all the time, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, I got 10 right. toes and 10 fingers and 2 eyes and a nose and lips and oh, woe is me. We got to get past that. We know what happened.
You know, we should actually do a show on inventions by minorities.
Yeah,
in particular,
there we go. Solution based.
Black people who made contributions with some wonderful inventions, and there are some that, of course, they didn't get credit for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporate America is known for taking away people ideas, and if you don't have the wherewithal to bring a product to market, most likely you're not going to get the credit for it. If you see a lot of people with a lot of inventions, you'll notice if you do a research, you'll notice that someone else brought it, and that person who is well known for bringing X amount of inventions, a lot of them they didn't bring. They just took over somebody else's invention. And by the way, I have an invention. I have a few of them.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be working on one.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes,
sir. I looked at the text there between you and the other brother, and I started to say, how you guys making out? How you guys doing? So
yeah, we got to work on that. We got to work on that.
I was hanging with my best friend yesterday. He just came from Spain. He's a flight attendant. I was corrected by someone else. I was going to say a steward because I didn't want to call him a stewardess because mm-hmm. that's a woman, I believe. I don't want to have any of the women police call in, and you know, but they just say flight attendants. And he also is a nurse as well. So he and I hung out yesterday. So I was a little busy. And then my son is going on another prom this Friday. So the prom shall be over at this point. But
you're heading back to Minnesota as well.
There was a big storm. I may have to run out Minnesota next, probably Monday or Sunday. So it was a really, really big storm. I have some big potential clients, maybe a couple of them might be 700,000 up to a million maybe, because the prices have gone up on so much stuff. So I had to go out there and make some money so I can come and be on the show for free, because unless you guys want to pay me, radio listeners. No, I'm joking. I love what I do. I love helping people. You're listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses with Reverend Sloan, Mykara, and I am Bryant Fagans, and we applaud you guys for chiming in, for the calls, for our contributors. We're going to start to fill some more slots with some more special guests.
So real quick.
Entrepreneurs, lawyers, everybody.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to get into next week's guest.
Yep.
We had an amazing event last week, and some of those organizations that participated in our event is going to be actually coming on radio with us.
Awesome.
So I'm going to talk about it. But let's talk about what are some of the inventions that black people have made. Do you guys know any?
Mykara probably going to have to tell me because I don't know.
I'll start off with one. I'm going to start off with one before you do that, Mykara.
Traffic light.
That's why I wanted to say it first.
Y'all were on the same page.
Oh my gosh.
Father and daughter. There you go.
You stole that one. Now I got to come up with another one.
Y'all on the same team.
Peanut butter too, right?
Yes.
Was it peanut
George
butter?
George Carver, peanuts, right?
Yeah,
he didn't create a bunch of things for creating peanuts.
Yes. Also, it was a Dr. Charles Sumner. I'm bad with names. He actually did the first open heart surgery.
Mm. Oh, I got one. I need to go to the chiropractor. Do you know that? Well, that's not an invention, but this is a good fact. The first chiropractic adjustment actually healed a black man. He couldn't hear out of his ear.
Really?
So that was the first person. He was the first patient.
Get out of here.
Maybe they experiment on us sometimes, but that's good though, because chiropractic mm-hmm. is amazing. You guys really should look into it. There's a pastor. I'm sorry, he's a Christian guy in Minnesota. Dr. Ruff. I mean, you come in, he's got messages about what it does, how it does subluxation. Sub means and light and all this stuff, and adjusting the body and putting it in the right state. It's amazing what the body can do being in the right state. Speaking of inventions, I was on Facebook and I put up a post that says baby formula shortage. I say, women, you know, work on designing your own milk. I said, sis, God made you to withstand anything that came from you. And later in the post, I mentioned that a woman is the best thing ever constructed. I mean, she can feed and sustain everything that comes from her. Men, we can't do that. And I got a couple people that take it wrong, and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. They're like, are you telling? And I say, this is what I said. I said, breastfed children are healthier, smarter, and stronger. And I said, Google it. So I had one. She's a nurse. She came on fussing me out. I had another one talking about mind your own breasts and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I had a son that I fed baby formula to. And I'm going to get to a point. I fed baby formula to, and he was constipated. Talking about having to go to the bathroom. He was like 15 months. He would scream violently, and his poop would be like a brick. So too much formula is the challenge. So here's the challenge. I want, you know, someone to interview some women, some mothers, and create an alternative. One of my brown sisters, create an alternative to baby formula. But like I said, God's going to sustain a woman to be the best thing ever made. She's wisdom. She's wise. She can produce milk for our child. She can fill things from her child that man can't do. We sleep over there drooling, farting, and she's up changing the baby because she's connected to the baby.
Brian.
So I need a woman to work on some.
Are you running for office?
No, I'm not. I don't do politics. I'm apolitical, brother. I do not like. Yeah, I don't like politics. And they get on me about my page. But some of the women love what I said, and some got upset. And one was like, my sister can't breastfeed. I'm just telling you, get your body in the right state, and your body will do what it's designed to do. God doesn't make faulty products. Cut your hair, it grows back. Cut your skin, it grows back. Cut your nails, they grow back. The body heals itself when it's put in the right state. So that's what I was trying to share with them. You perms, you can't eat bad food. You can't stress. I'm sorry, you can't drink, smoke during pregnancy and think that it's going to be a time where you're going to be able to produce what the body should. And like I said that the baby fed off the woman when the baby was in the body, so they're already connected.
You know,
go ahead, Mike Carroll. I know you were going to say something.
Ahead,
I apologize. So I can get the women to beat me up a little more. Go ahead.
Well, not to beat you up. I just think, you know, it's in today's time with everything that is going on, I do think women are very sensitive to whenever men give their opinion on something that is solely women based. Because, you know, it's easy to say you were it's hurtful when you are constantly told you were made to do this, or, you know, you're able to do this naturally and it comes naturally to everyone else, but it does not come naturally to you. And for the people who did all they could to make their milk come back, mm-hmm. who drunk all the teas, who, you know, wasn't around any drugs, wasn't around any alcohol and so much, and still could not, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, it can be very hurtful to them to be told,
stressful.
You were made to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I do agree. And then I always say that every woman, and Reverend Sloan might not like this, but every problem that a woman has, the reason why she's at church, the reason why she goes to stuff, is either from a man. What her dad didn't do, I have children too, and I don't have any daughters, but what her dad did do or her dad did not do, or what some man did. Once she becomes of an age where she can make decisions to say, hey, this is the man I'm going to choose or not choose. It's the reason why our churches are filled with women. It's the reason why welfare exists. And there's other variables. But everything that a woman suffers from is because of the man or the leader that she chose is not helping her. So a lot of times these women probably don't have that because the man's not putting her in the right state of where she's at peace and she can rest, and she's not meant to take on working and providing and all these things. So that's a whole nother long topic.
Yeah.
But my intent was to say that, hey, because I'm an optimistic person, I'm a Sag, I'm always going to see the bright side of things. Even when I went through 12 funerals in 2 years between me and my ex-wife, I'm just going to see the positive. So I see that, hey, sis, you're designed to do this. Find out what's going on and do it, as opposed to coming and attacking me on the internet all the time.
Well,
I'm designed for it, though.
So
I still love the sisters.
Really, I was going to take an opposing view.
Go ahead.
On what you just said. But because it helps me, only as it relates to my daughter, because a lot of women, I would question their judgment in men. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, they say so. The Holy Ghost,
the Paracletus and the helpmate.
So when you say that's a statement, are you talking to both of us?
No, hold on. Well, listen, wisdom is given a feminine attribute in the Bible. Also, the Paracletus is the helpmate. It's the same word for helpmate and Paracletus are the same. And then God calls wisdom she in Proverbs. So sometimes I say a woman is the smartest thing on earth. And then I was like, you fall for the goofy stuff that men pull on you. So some days I don't know what to do.
So Makara, I said that because I think you chose a good man. So awesome. that means I just do I get any credit for that? I think I deserve some credit.
So that's
credit.
Why you're not gonna argue against.
Yes, that's why I'm you know.
See, even when I lose, I win. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there you go. In radio, or you take an opposing view just so that you have another side, so they'll balance each other out.
We did it last week.
Yeah, so I wanted to do it this time, but you know, I come out smelling like roses. I can't interfere with that.
Come on, Makara. You're very, very neutral. So was I wrong? I need you to elaborate more on this stuff because we need to recruit more women businesses. There's probably more women businesses. They're thriving. They're growing. There's grants. There's all type of stuff. And I share all of this stuff on Facebook. I'm always telling the men what they're not. I do acronym for the women. I tell them to stay away from the guys. And so I'm trying to help. And here it is.
Really?
Yes, I'm trying to help. And then I'm like, oh, what's
going
on? I'm trying to help the women from being mistreated.
Oh, but what about helping men?
I think.
Oh, boy. Men are tough. Men got to be shot, stabbed, killed, robbed, ran over 3 times, hit the lottery 4 times before they really come into who they are. Because a man is normally 10 to 15 years behind a woman. Like I said, she's wisdom. Look in the Bible. It says she. It gives wisdom a feminine attribute. Men are power. We're the power. We're unga bunga. You know, beat my chest. We're like, protect the house.
I want to go against you so
bad.
Yeah,
let's go. Okay.
I do.
You just said.
You just said, I want to, but I can't. Men are stupid.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Men are dumb. I tell my niece, boys are dumb, B-A-D. But then I see the stuff that the women fall for. And I'm like, you guys have this intuition. You know
well,
he's
here's
telling
what I'll say. Here's what I'll say.
Come on, Mike, thank you.
That the women fall for. I think it does, on one part, go back to what you said on when there's a woman who, for the most part, all of her interactions in life has been with women in her family or there are few men in her family, she may not have game, right? Mm-hmm. So when that guy comes and he's spitting the sweet nothings in her ear and, you know, from the outside look, it's like, of course it's a lie. But for somebody who has never encountered the lie, it's not obvious that it's a lie. I think if there's no one shoe fits all or one solution fixes all. And yes, there are women who you do need to look up and, you know, pay more attention. And then there are also some who is just like, hey, I'm not getting fooled. It's just the pool around me is trash.
Mm. Oh, boy.
So if I don't want to be alone, and this comes into the being okay with yourself and being okay with being alone, but if I don't want to be alone and the pool around me is not that great, I might just pick the best of what's there. Not saying that that's the best choice, but she may just pick the best of what's there. So yes, I know he's not the best. Yes, I know he may cheat on me. Yes, I know he may do A, B, C, and D, but he's not as bad as Z.
Mm. You brought up a point, and I heard this from Miles Monroe. It's really good. You said alone. One of the Facebook things says, Bryant, you're alone, but you're not lonely. And I actually put this on Facebook. Dr. Miles Monroe said this, and this is very, very, very important. He said, if you look at the word alone, it's two words. It's all one. So a person that's alone knows that they're all one. They're complete body, soul, spirit, maybe emotionally, physically, financially. So when you're not afraid to be alone and your father or your mother or someone around you have built that up in you, then you say, hey, you know what? I know what I'm worth. I know I'm not going to I'm not going to accept anything from anybody.
I agree with you, and I agree that, well, this is the thing. Alone in a relationship, as far as relationship wise, but I do need to know, humans are social creatures. We do need interactions with each other. And it's, like I said, I am definitely a proponent of being okay with yourself, being okay single, being happy, not even just okay, thriving single, mm-hmm. being happy, right? But it's not, but we live in a society in which there's so much pressure to be in a relationship. And even if there isn't anybody in your ear saying, you know, why aren't you in a relationship? If all your friends are coupled up and everywhere you go and you're going out, it's a lot of social pressure is what I'm saying. And we can say all we want, you don't need to fall for the social pressure and, you know, love yourself more than all of that. But we all have our weak moments on which we want to be with someone. We want to be held. We want that social interaction. Yep. And especially in today's time and with not even coming off of because we're still in the middle of COVID, but coming off of lockdowns and stuff where people really were separated from one another. If you were single during that time period and you wanted a relationship, it was very hard for you to, you know, you couldn't just go out and meet somebody, go out and find somebody. So it's hard. And you might go back to your past, which is never good. You might go back to somebody you talked to in the past, or, you know, you just pick up what's there. And so, again, I hear your point about, you know, all one and being okay with yourself. But I think from a realistic, from the eyes of reality, there's always going to be somebody who chooses comfort, even if it's not the best comfort.
Yeah. So let me say this, because I want to draw some parallelism to the Federation here, but I want to elaborate on another point. Some people, like myself, who have been in relationships, been in large families, and I was all alone. You could be with someone and be so alone, so by yourself, it's not funny. And then sometimes you could be by yourself, but never alone.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's a weird, very weird dynamic. And if you look from a spiritual perspective, there's strength in numbers. So wisdom will tell you that, you know, being alone is not necessarily the best situation to be in, but sometimes it calls for you to be just that, alone, because sometimes the people whom you are around are pulling you down.
This is true.
Or is it you're pulling yourself down?
And sometimes when you're hurting and your back go out, you definitely don't want to be alone because you can't get out the car for 6 hours. so being alone sometimes is not good, because I never forget, we had this Bible study with our pastors, boundaries. It said it keeps the good in, and then sometimes it keeps the good in and the bad out, but sometimes boundaries, bad boundaries, can keep the bad in and the good from it can keep the bad in and the good out. So there has to be, like you said, balance. You said it as well, Makira. It has to be balance. It has to be a medium, just like the body has to be centered or it gets off balance. So creating balance. And how this applies to the Federation of Black and Minority Business, we're talking about character. We're talking about if you're in a relationship and you're not trustworthy, how are you going to go into a business and have business partners where you're trustworthy and you're transparent? So our relations are not just because, oh, it's man and woman, it's opposite sex. It also is going to translate and carry over into what we do as people, because you pretty much, you are who you are depending on the relationships, you know? So the foundation of who you are, of who your character is to be. And that's why it's so important. What we do here on the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, we try and balance out recruiting the right people, choosing the right fits, like choosing the right mate. So we try to choose the right people to fit into what we have. We're faith-based here. Most of us, I think all of the brothers are Christians. We're not excluding anybody else, but we try to operate off of those values that are going to help people, because those foundational values are serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not man. It's always about service and about connection and about having a potluck like we're at grandmom's house and everybody's bringing something. And we want you to bring your specialty dish to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. So that's just my take on it. Mike, Kira, is there anything else you wanted to add?
06.
And I think we have a caller calling in. Go ahead. Not yet, Mike. Here, you can go ahead.
No, I didn't have much to add to. I just was going to talk about what I was just going to tie into the while we're talking about the Federation, really going into what happened at the event last week.
Sure, go ahead. We're listening.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, last week we had our senior expo. We had about 8 different vendors who came through. We gave away over, how many would you say, Reverend? How many juicers?
Well over 100.
Well over 100 juicers. We gave away tons of knives and pots and pans, shapers, and it was a beautiful event, but it was worked by and basically created as far as organized. There we go. I'm looking for the word organized. It was organized and worked by our senior ambassadors are the drivers behind the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. And they've been on the show. A couple of different seniors have been on a few of our shows, but I just want to take a moment to thank them for all of the work that they have done and continue to do. They're seniors with fire and spirit, and I have a lot of love and appreciation for them.
Awesome, awesome. That is excellent. I enjoyed my time. Actually, the other my mom's friend had accompanied her. I got to drive her up to some type of graduation party up to New Jersey today. She was the other person to help me out of the car. So she was at the event and they really loved the event. And we're going to get the young lady who donated the $500. We're going to get her on the show as well. And as Reverend Sloan mentioned, we're going to have some more of the vendors on the show. And this is going to be something that we're going to do several times throughout the year. So if you missed us, I don't know if we're going to be giving out as much stuff as we gave out the first time, but we'll see about that. We're looking for sponsorship. We're looking for people to join the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. You can look us up on the internet at www.thefdmb.com. There it is. I had a brain freeze. I'm thinking of Facebook because when I see the FB, I'm like Facebook. So FBMB. There it is. I got to remember that all the time. I get a little brain freeze sometimes. And then we have a Facebook page. Go onto our Facebook page and like us, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. We're on Facebook page and we're going to keep growing and adding more social media platforms and as well as some other things designing. But we need you guys to join. Some of the benefits are we're going to market for you guys. We're going to highlight you guys. We'll bring you in and interview you on the station. So those are some of the features, advantages, and benefits that you would get with collabing with us. And then we're going to start to expand as well. We were speak with Pastor Thompson earlier, and we're really going to We're gonna ramp up and expand, but we need more people to join, to chime in, to listen in. Many hands make the load light. So if someone is injured, just as I stated with my back last week, my mom tried to help me and I couldn't get up, but then she brought her friend, and those two, they kind of pulled me up out of the car where I can get to a point where I could stand. And that is symbolic of the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. You guys may have a new business that might be a little shaky, a little wobbly. You need support. And that's what we're here to do, to support you and put a little foundation up under you and help you exercise some of your faith and some of your expertise in the Federation. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So did we have a caller calling in or?
Yes, they're having a little bit of a technical difficulty getting through, but our producers is working on that issue. So
they're actually trying to call them. The event was actually, it was an awesome event. The participants in the event, the businesses all acknowledged that it was a great event. The senior said it was the best event ever.
Biggest
management of the York House said it was the best event. They look forward to working with us on future events. Going forward, I hope that this one is going to be so much bigger than the last one. I think we have so much more time to put it together. When you really think about it, we came so close to canceling this event multiple times because we just weren't ready. And the seniors decided to go ahead and do the event and let the chips fall where they may. And it turns out it was a great decision to move forward. As I said, it probably was the largest giveaway in that part of the city ever, with the amount of juicers, knife sets, and all the stuff that was given away on that particular day. It was an awesome event. We have a caller on the line. Hi, Miss Davina. How are you?
Hello, and please call me D. Dukes. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. I'm your host, Michael Sloan. We have Brian Fagans and Makara Sloan on the line.
Awesome. Hi, D. Dukes. How are you?
Awesome. I am good, thank you. It is good to be on the call today. And hello to all of you. Good morning.
Tell us what you do.
Sure. First of all, thank you for inviting me. I am looking forward to continuing to listen to hear about all the great things that you all are doing.
Excuse me. One thing. We didn't invite you. You are a stowaway.
Don't mind him, D. Dukes. He's special.
Yes, he is. Very, very special. 30-plus years of his specialness, yes. I do so many things in the city of Philadelphia, but I am a longtime Winfield community leader. I live in the Winfield section of Philadelphia. Raised in Winfield, moved away for a little bit, but found my way back and just wanted to get involved. So I'm the president of the Winfield Community Neighborhood Association, a new RCO and nonprofit 501c3 in Winfield. I'm also the vice chair of the Philadelphia Crosstown Coalition. I sit on the board of the Mastery Charter Schools. We service about 11 to 12,000 students in the city of Philadelphia charter school system. I sit on the 19th District Advisory Board. What else? And just like an overall lover of people and community. So that's pretty much what I do in Philadelphia and in my community.
Wait, aren't you a block Captain Nuisance?
Yes, how could I forget? Oh my goodness, how could I absolutely forget that I am a Black Captain, 5400 Black of Moore Street. But not only am I just a Black Captain of my block, I started and began the Black Captain of Winfield Black Captain Association about 5 years ago, and this was really, really huge love for me in the community. My neighbors consider me the lady that loves to clean up.
Yeah, so she's out there 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, cleaning the streets.
Yeah, cleaning.
Who ever heard of that? I call her up, or she called me up. What are you doing? I'm cleaning the streets.
Was that you I saw in front of Larry's last week? No, I'm joking.
I love that. That is my overall love, to keep my community clean, clean heart, clean soul, cleanliness, I believe, is next to godliness. It was funny because this one evening I was outside. It had to be about 10:30 at night, and I try to be considerate of my blower because it is a little noisy. So I blew a little bit, but then I started sweeping, and my neighbor had neighbors coming in, and I heard them whisper, "Your neighbor is outside cleaning." And the neighbor said, "Yeah, that sounds about right."
True story about Davina. True story. So Davina is known as one of those nuisance. Yeah, and the community in terms of just riling people up with her cleanliness. But she gets a lot of respect from the corner boys.
Yeah.
She's one of the few that can come. She'll go up to the guys and say, "Did you just throw that on the ground?" and these are drug dealers. Then she go up and say, no, "You're not going to do that in my community."
Then I tell you, woman, it's the best thing ever made. Her wisdom, her poise, her softness. She can move mountains or move men.
And they leave her alone. And they'll apologize to her and say, "Oh, we're sorry. Here she come. Clean up. And she is a nuisance. She is a nuisance. But she's a good one. She's a good one for the community. She goes around just picking up trash. You just don't see too many black people doing that at that time of night. It's going on different people's blocks, picking up their trash.
It's not really trash that she's picking up. She's laying the foundation for a structure, for accountability, for cleanliness, and for self-care. So what she does is a little more than cleaning up trash. So I have an acronym I want to bless you with, Davina. I have one called Girls, Ladies, Women, but I don't want everybody having all of my stuff. So I'm going to leave the girls and the ladies off, and I'm going to share the last one with you. W.O.M.A.N. Are you the wealth of man or the weakness of man? So that's one of my acronyms. So I can tell that you're the wealth of man. So God bless you.
I
love what you do.
I certainly receive that, and thank you so much. And my community, I know that they appreciate what I do. I am affectionately called Miss D in the community, and I'm called Miss D even by older neighbors who I know that they are well older than I am, and affectionately they call me Miss D. And I receive that. I receive it in love. And he's absolutely right. Like, I try my best to leave everyone that I run into with a warm feeling of kindness, because I want to be able to leave them with the thought that, wow, she really does care. And I don't do it just out of, I do it because I do care. I do it. It's very genuine what I do, but I really do love where I live. And even as an educator and teacher in the Lower Marion Township, you know, I take those same gifts and strengths into the school district, into the place where I work, and the same holds true. Affectionately, Miss D, we love you. I pick up trash and where I work, and so is the same thing. So I appreciate
This woman can work three jobs, and she will still be in the street picking up trash.
Then I tell you, when I have my son, I'll be asleep over there snoring, gas is coming out everywhere, and women know when their baby needs to be changed. Said it earlier, you're living proof. You're my confirmation. I said it earlier that nothing is better than a woman. She's the best thing ever made. She's called a Paracletus, which is a helper. It's the same name. Wisdom. She's given a feminine attribute. And
Davina, don't pay Brian any mind. He's running for office.
I'm not running for office or anything. Nobody. No,
he's trying to get all the love right now. Yeah, no. I'm about to get kicked off the show. I'm feeling threatened right now. He's dropping too much good stuff on women right now.
Well, you know, that's what I do. They say sales is the transfer of energy.
Yeah, I promise I won't let it go to my head. I am good with that. Well, you know, I find myself not giving my own self compliments, so I certainly appreciate when they are received.
So we don't want you to go to your head. We want you to put it on paper and develop something for the young people, because there is a Miss D, detail versus disorder. So you can go over the benefits of how it is when you're structured, how you arrive on time. Because I've been in commission-only sales for 36 years, and when I used to be 10 minutes late or 5 minutes late, you're rushing. But when you get there 15 minutes ahead of time and you can plan and you can strategize, you can order, you have a slower pace to you, and you can get more done. So we don't want it to go to your head. Put together some books or some curriculums or something that you can design on.
That's definitely a story.
There. Yeah, the effectiveness of being detailed by Lady D.
Yes, because you have to be really special to be out 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, picking up.
Dedication
trash.
Is another one. Miss D, dedication, duty, detail, dysfunction.
Wait, because that was a slight I said too. You do know that.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning.
They're going to talk about you regardless, so you might as well just do it. Accelerate the process.
Absolutely.
Be all out or all in. That's what we love about the Federation of Black and Minority Business. First conversation with Reverend Sloan, we talked an hour. I think I was in Florida, Minnesota, and I could just understand his passion in him. So you share that passion, Lady D.
Well, I absolutely do. So I like what you all are doing, you know, spreading the word in any way that I can participate in spreading the word and letting people know what you do. Reverend Sloan was just at a health event that we had. We celebrated our first annual health event.
In Winfield.
Yes, in Winfield, Saturday, May 14th. And Reverend Sloan was one of our guests. He definitely wowed the crowd and our attendees, our guests, with those awesome healthy smoothies. They were definitely stole the show. Very, very awesome. And he talked about the Federation, the Black Federation, and people were very interested in the information that he shared. So we are happy.
And don't forget, I did massages.
Yeah, and did massages. I told you it was a highlight of our event, and so we really appreciate it. Participation. But thank you for allowing me again to speak, and I am always, always definitely looking forward to partnering and doing whatever I can to help you all.
Well, we look forward to working with you. The Black, for some reason, I keep saying the Black
Federation
Black Captains, but it's just Black Captains, but it's one of those tongue twisters for me. We're looking forward to working with you. This is the Federation of Black Minority Businesses. You're listening to WWDB, the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Business.
With Reverend Sloan, Mykara, our guest Davina, I'm Brian Fagans. And guys, bloom before your tomb. Get your work done. Love you guys. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week.
Before they pass away. Up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.